VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russia has detained an American citizen on suspicion of spying. Russia's Domestic Security Service issued a statement Monday naming Paul Whelan as a suspect. They said he was arrested in Moscow on December 28th and charged with espionage. At least three people have died and three others have been injured in a gas explosion in the Russian city of Magnitogorsk on Monday. According to the Russian Emergencies Ministry, the explosion happened at about 3 in the morning local time. 79 people are believed to still be trapped under the debris in minus 26 degrees Celsius temperatures. The partial U.S. government shutdown has entered a second week. Democrats will take control of the U.S. House this week, and they say they have a plan to reopen the government. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Days ahead of taking House control, Democrats are introducing a package of bills that would end the partial shutdown without approving money for President Trump's border wall. An aide says the House is preparing to vote on the package Thursday as one of the first acts after Democrats retake the majority. The package would include a bill to fund the Homeland Security Department at current levels and also have other bills to fund departments that are now closed. Democrats are all but certain to approve the package, but it's unclear whether the GOP-led Senate would consider it or whether the president would sign it. He continues insisting on border wall money.
President Trump acknowledged Monday that not all of the barrier he wants to build along the Mexican border would be a concrete wall he has long called for. In a tweet, he said, "On an all-concrete wall was never abandoned, as has been reported by the media." He was disputing John Kelly, his outgoing White House chief of staff, who said in an interview over the weekend that the administration discarded the idea of a wall. This is VOA News. President Trump on Monday defended his planned withdrawal of all 2,000 American troops from Syria, attacking critics on Twitter as chronic complainers. Mr. Trump stunned his national security aides and members of Congress from both parties when he announced earlier this month that he was withdrawing the troops. Critics of the withdrawal said removing them could lead to a resurgence of the Islamic State. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham met with the president on Sunday and said the president has ordered a slowdown to the withdrawal.
I've never felt better about where we're headed. I think we're slowing things down in a smart way, but the goal has always been the same, to be able to leave Syria, make sure ISIS never comes back, our partners are taken care of, and Iran's contained, and I think that's possible. It's going to take a little longer than everybody thought, but hopefully we can get there.
Ballot counting was underway Monday in Congo's long-delayed presidential election. While that happens, the internet is cut across the Central African country, apparently to prevent social media speculation about the